1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hopefully you guys are off to a great start of your day. And, man, it is a fully loaded day today. Of course, we got piece of our breakfast after 7 o'clock. This is the final day for Assault the Vault. $1,000 on the line with the code numbers, starting at 8 o'clock this morning. But of course, be remiss if we didn't recognize the news that broke late last night, which is that Ace Frehley, the founding guitar player of Kiss, has passed away. He was dealing with some health issues the last few weeks. So to remember, Ace Frehley, we're going to be rocking out with Kiss all morning long. We're going to be plugging it in every block of rock. We're going to have some Kiss sprinkled in there for you. And coming up at 6:45 this morning, we're going to be revisiting the interview that we had with Ace Frehley on the Rocker Morning Show. So enjoy it. Let's get some horns out for Ace Frehley. Rest in peace. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by an absolute guitar legend. He is a founding member of the band Kiss with a new album, 10,000 Volts, out now. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Ace Frehley. Good morning, man. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your new album, 10,000 Volts, it sounds awesome. What's on this record that maybe you haven't been able to do before that might stand out from your previous work?
I think the biggest difference between this album and previous albums is I collaborated with Steve Brown. And, you know, Steve, he's much younger. He's 20 years younger than me. His two favorite guitar players was Ace Frehley and Eddie Van Halen, God rest his soul. So it was a dream come true for him to work with me. And he worked his ass off and brought me a couple of great songs. And, you know, we developed them. A lot of times I rewrote a lot of the lyrics. Because, you know, I'm a better lyricist than him. But he's technically probably a better guitar player.
I mean, you would know. But, like, seriously, like, after all these years and everything that you've written, how do you stay inspired? How do you keep coming up with great ideas for songs?
Sometimes it feels like they're being beamed into my head by aliens.
I mean, they do call you the spaceman. Now, we know, too, that you've got a long-standing relationship with Gibson Les Paul as your kind of go-to guitar. Did you ever get to visit the Gibson Guitar Factory in Kalamazoo before they moved their headquarters?
Yes, I did. I remember it vividly. I'll never forget the way they cut out Les Pauls. They had like a model of a Les Paul, and then they had like a bar. That's how they got the curvature of the Les Paul, you know, just by like duplicating. It's hard to explain the process. As far as I'm concerned, the Les Pauls are the greatest rock guitars in the world. If you look at heavy metal bands, you'll always see a Les Paul. That was fascinating. And then, you know, the factory down in Nashville, I was probably at a half a dozen times.
Nice.
Actually, the last time I was down there, I bumped into Peter Frampton. They had found his black Les Paul. I'm really thrilled about this new album because there's no filler on it.
Now, you obviously have a big following. You've always had a big following in Michigan and in Detroit, especially with your time in Kiss. I'm curious how much you remember about the homecoming gig that you guys played for Cadillac High School.
Yeah, I remember that kind of vividly. It was very, very strange. You know, they changed Main Street in the town to Kiss Street or whatever the hell it is. We were on a float, and then we went to the high school, and all the kids were dressed up in Kiss makeup. And, it was thrilling, and it was very sweet the way everybody cooperated. We sat down with the town council. Even the mayor had Kiss makeup on.
That is so awesome. No, oh, man, you're a legend in the rock and roll industry. Congratulations on 10,000 Volts, the new album. And Ace, thank you for the years of entertainment that you've brought us here, not only in Michigan, but for anybody who loves rock and roll. We appreciate you, man, and good luck.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, we'll see you down the road, brother.
Okay, brother. Have a great day.
Set the Needle and Crank the Knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. This week's guest on the Rocker, Ace Frehley and his former band Kiss's fourth studio album, Destroyer, was released on March 15th in 1976 by
Casabla
Records and is a must-have for your collection. Featuring God of Thunder, Shout It Out Loud, Beth, and Detroit Rock City. The album was the first of theirs to go platinum and was a break from their well-polished sound from the first three albums, and delivered that strong live sound that fans had known to love them for. Make sure Destroyer is in your collection. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, paying tribute to Ace Frehley all morning long. And there's an incident that happened in Traverse City recently. It was really messed up. We have the video on the 107.7 RKR app. It shows the game between two boys soccer teams. And in this video that's shot, it was posted by the news. It shows a referee bumping into a kid on the sidelines. Now, it's hard to tell exactly what happened because it's like 100 feet away. Hundreds of feet away, but you can definitely see the referee kind of like bumping into the kid. From the angle that it's at and from the distance, it kind of looked like the kid stuck his foot out, but there's other camera footage that shows, that was like right above where the teams were standing, that shows the kid's back was completely turned to the ref, and the ref kind of runs into him. Well, then the ref assaults the kid and like grabs him and shoves him over the bench, and apparently there's people in the comment section saying like, this is like one of the nicest kids at school. They said it is highly improbable that he would purposely trip a ref. Even if he did trip a ref, the right thing to do would just give him a red card, disqualify the team. Like if he's out there trying to do that, but like assaulting a kid, like, I don't know. It seems really, really out of whack. So if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can actually see this video, and let me know what you think on the chat button, the 107.7 RKR app, if it was way out of line or what you even think happened. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, paying tribute to Ace Frehley all morning long here on the Rocker Morning Show. And today is your final day to assault the vault for $1,000, guys. We are giving you the ultimate hookup. But don't worry, because the winning does not end with Assault the Vault, because we are going to have another opportunity starting Monday. We are going to give you the chance to fly out and see Def Leppard in Las Vegas. Guys, this is going to be absolutely monstrous. We're going to be giving you code words starting Monday at 10, 2, 5, and 8. 10, 2, 5, and 8, we're going to give you code words. Starting Monday, you're going to get a chance to fly out, see Def Leppard in Las Vegas. We're talking about two tickets to see Def Leppard at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on February 19th, plus a two-night hotel stay at the Flamingo, airfare, and $500 cash going in your pocket. So all you need is that 107.7 RKR app, and then you'll click on that Def Leppard button starting Monday, 10, 2, 5, and 8. We're going to be giving you code words that are going to lead you to some big time action in Las Vegas, seeing Def Leppard on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Time to get the festivities rolling this morning as we welcome back into the Prairie Farm studio Zoe from BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the week been for you so far?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's been a short week. We had a corporate meeting up north Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
And that went fairly well, and picked up business on Wednesday, and it was insane. It was great.
Just slamming and jamming away.
Yeah, it's like people have been craving pizza for 2 days or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys do have a big update that's going to be taking an effect this week, right?
Yeah, we are unfortunately going to have to be closed on Mondays moving forward.
Gotcha.
Due to some staffing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're saying in order to be open on Mondays, I'm going to need to come in and slang some pizzas.
I mean, shoot.
I mean, you know, we already do this for Workplace of the Week anyways. I may as well just
You come in and cut pizzas all the time. I love it.
Yeah, I know, right? I just give them back to the community, you know?
Yes,
you guys. The community kitchen. And you guys are staying super busy, obviously, up there. And other than, you know, being closed Mondays, it's going to be business as usual come Tuesday when you guys open it up with the pizza buffet.
Yeah, Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2, Wednesday, Thursday from 5 to 7. But also starting Tuesdays is our 30% off. From 4 to 8, 30% off medium, large, and extra large. Can't go wrong.
That's awesome. That's for any pizza?
Yeah, just medium, large, extra large. It's just size dependent. It doesn't matter what you put on it.
Well, that's nice.
I know, right?
So what's the featured pizza going to be for this week?
Carnivore's Feast. It's our version of the Meat Lovers.
Somebody, when I dropped workplace delivery off yesterday, I opened it up and they're like, oh my God. The moment they saw the carnivore, they're like, what is that? I told them, I was like, that's their meat pizza. I was like, that's their carnivore pizza.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, that looks insane.
Yeah. All fresh ingredients. It's so good. I don't even like Meat Lovers, but I would eat it. You know, like I actually do enjoy it. But I think our phones, when you call, like it says, are you a meat lover?
Yeah.
That's all I can think about every
Which
day.
Is, I think this is funny. I don't know if I brought this up to you, but that voice on the phone, I always thought that was your dad. I always thought that was Chris. Like, are you a meat lover? I was like, oh, that's not him. I always just assumed it was him leaving the voicemail.
No, honestly, I think it sounds like the fish newscaster guy from SpongeBob.
That's funny.
Like, if you really think about it.
Yes.
It sounds just like him.
That is so funny. Yeah, it was just one day I had the epiphany. I was like, oh, that's not Chris. I was like, wow, I thought this was Chris that whole time. So.
Right? It's so fun. I honestly love the recording. It makes my day every time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we team up with you to do Workplace of the Week, and we have once again awarded a new workplace. So, Zoe, I will let you do the honors and announce the new Workplace of the Week winner.
It is Sign Art Incorporated. Kevin, I'm really going to butcher your last name. Slomkowski. There you go. That sounds right.
Sign Art Inc. Congratulations. Our new workplace of the week. We're going to get some info from you and we'll throw you a pizza party next week. And again, get your workplace signed up on the 107.7 RKR app, WRKR.com. Click that workplace button. It's very simple. You get your workplace signed up and every Friday, Zoe will pop in the studio and we'll announce our new workplace of the week winner. So Zoe, are you going to stick around for the crucial beer coming up?
Beer o'clock. Beer, I got to be here.
Yes. You got to be here. Beer. That's
a knee slapper.
That was.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
All right!
Hey!
Back at it again, once again, with our good friends at Presidential Brewing Company. We are joined by the good Reverend Jen Colosi. Welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show.
Good to see you. I better get this thing open, huh?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful. I heard multiple times yesterday that this is people's favorite part of our show through the week. And I got to say, this is one of my favorite parts, too. 9 o'clock hits on Friday. It's a good time when you step back in the studio.
Well, and I hope today, for your sake, that you don't have anything else you have to do the rest of the day.
Yes.
Because today, I brought Founding Father with us. This is a personal favorite of ours. And this glass that you have in front of you right now has a 10% ABV IPA in there. So,
woo-hoo.
High stakes. It's like a pint full of power.
We're not getting into this weekend. This weekend's getting into us. Cheers. Oh my.
A half a quart of hops down the hatch. Here we go.
Oh man. Woo. This beer attacks you.
It does. It's delightful.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So many of your beers are just, They're mellow and welcoming.
They're blended, right?
They're blended
like, this
very
is just a
well.
Blending experience. This one is very much like hops.
Yes. If you're a fan of hops, this is the beer you need to get. Man, I love this. This is a big kick in the mouth right in the morning. But man, is this really tasty?
What's funny about this too is at 10%, like you kind of usually have this anticipation of like burning. You expect it to burn, and this one doesn't really do that. Even with a big high ABV, the malt especially comes through after it's settled a little bit.
Yeah.
This beer is sat in kegs for, you know, for a couple months now. And what I, this is kind of where I like to drink it almost the most. The malt shines through a little bit more. The hops tame a little bit. And I love this beer right now, especially like getting into the colder season with campfire weather, all that stuff. Man, and college football. What's better than drinking a 10% IPA before your favorite team plays a game?
No, for real. This is a good Saturday morning beer for sure. You're right too. It's like the hops come right out at you, but that malt finish is super tasty. It's almost creamy.
Yeah. It's, well, so the shining star, I think, in the malt profile, we have some, biscuit malt, which is one that's, kind of, it adds a little bit of breadiness to the malt profile.
Yeah.
But also caramel malt, which is one of the things that I think really comes out after the beer has settled a little bit like this one.
It really has a very nice caramel color to it as well.
Yeah, it's meant, the color of this beer is meant to scream attack. That was kind of the design, like, hey, warning. Yeah, exactly.
It is good. I like this one a lot. What's happening at Presidential Brewing Company?
Oh, man, we've been having a lot of fun with a new happy hour deal that we've got going right now.
Yeah.
It's $5 off any combination of any of our beers, any draft beer, and any burger off of our menu.
Very cool.
A lot of people coming in and checking that out and trying something new. I would recommend, just, you know, personally, you got to come get a Founding Father and a POTUS burger. POTUS burger was my creation, and I'm particularly proud of that one, so...
What goes on that bad boy?
Yeah. Oh, man. So here's what the best part. We use little smash patties.
Yeah.
And then we also use Gouda cheese on this one and fried pickles along with our garlic aioli.
So good.
It's awesome. It's so stinking good.
Man, and you guys got a lot of stuff going on. I know your karaoke bingo is always super popular.
It's a hit. It's a hit. You know, I can't ever talk on Thursday mornings because I've been singing my face off all Wednesday night, but... It's such a great time. We have so many cool people that come out and join us. This last week, we did a big event with Movers for Mutts and raised, I think, $300 or $400 for them.
Wow.
Through our karaoke. So it was great.
That is super cool. You guys got to get in on this Founding Fathers. In fact, Jake's going to hook it up with 50% off, correct?
That's right. For first draft pour today, you'll get 50% off. Also, another thing to pay attention to today... it's the last home game for Portage Central.
Oh.
And if you come in before the game today wearing your Portage Central or Portage Northern or whatever gear, anything that's like a Portage affiliated school, because we're a Portage brewery, you're going to get 20% off your food tab before the game tonight.
Heck yeah. That's super cool. All right. Well, and you know what? Let's help you out as well with a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. You get 50% off your first pour of Founding Fathers. Come in. You get 20% off your food tab if you're repping the Portage gear. And I'm out of words. I just got to replace words with beer. Call, win, buy. Let's drink. Cheers, everybody.
Yeah, beer.